What up, bro? Can you hear me?
Yo.
Hello?
Hello?
Another day in the neighborhood. I'm not going to say what should be mine because that means you might want to borrow some money that I ain't got for you. What's happening, my peeps? Welcome to another episode of Talk to Ezra. As always, I'm your boy Ezra. Got a little something going on tonight. Going to talk about a few things, but my main topic is going to come out the box first. Joining me tonight, my special co-host, my partner in crime, you know, the country gravy. I can't say country because he talk bougie, but the gravy on the smothered chicken, on the smothered pork chop, no offense to the Muslims, my man, comedian extraordinaire, Adam Bob in the house. What's up, boy?
What is the word, Playboy?
I can't call it. Can you hear me good, man?
Yeah, no. I can hear you good. I can hear you good, man.
Cool. I was going to have some tech problems, and I don't know. That's why they tell you don't drop out until you at least get to the seventh grade. I did it in the third.
Right.
it does stuff to me, man, at the wrong time. And I'm so upset about it. But I'm trying to get it to where we can really rock and roll tonight. Man, before I jump on and really get running, let me try something right quick. I'm out of despair, man.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me then? Yeah.
You can hear me nice, good, loud and clear.
Huh?
All right. You can hear me loud and clear.
No, it got way worse. It was like perfect at first. I don't know
it's
what
worse.
You did, but
what
now
about
it's
now? What about now? Can you hear me loud and clear now?
There we go.
Is that better? That's
yes,
good?
Way better. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Man, I was trying to do a couple of things, experiment. You know, sometimes you have to learn to be your own engineer sometimes. But
you got to do it. You got to do what you got to do.
Exactly. So I want to start that thing over, and I want to say to the listeners, I want to introduce to some and present to others the funny brother. Got my back whenever I need him. He can come through in the clutch. He's an awesome comedian, cool-ass dude. None other than my boy, Adam Bob.
Man, I appreciate it. But look, I was about to say, you need to... I need you to
How
keep
that
same energy, though. Huh?
Yeah, y'all keep that same energy going. Come on, man. Come on. Give my man some love. Yeah.
I'm talking about you.
I'm
talking about
Andrew
Washington. Like, I can't call him country gay, but he talks bougie. So.
Well, hell yeah, man. I mean, you know, the more we get into the show, that West Coast going to come out. You know,
and we
say, man, you said country gravy, man. This dude is like sauce, man, like sauce.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just trying to do what I do. That's all. Just trying to do what I do.
Well, country
like,
gravy,
you
got like In and Out Burger and stuff already.
Yeah, that's like, man, when I was on the West Coast, man, I was trying to sell this car because the guy I was working for. Car dealership, he didn't pay me right, so I took the car and I went on the block to sell it.
Wow.
Like, you want to sell a car? I'm like, dude, are you really gangster dog with that proper accent?
Yeah. That accent,
it don't sound like it's even gangsters with that accent now. Yeah, because pow pow really ain't got no origin. Pow pow, same overseas. Down in Texas, the East Coast, West Coast, pow pow, same thing, you know. Hey, 38 ain't never had to learn Ebonics, pow pow. So hey,
yeah, that is
the it is what it is, bro, man. You gonna come back as a featured guest. I want the people to really, really learn and know what they need to know about Adam Bob. But tonight, man, we go roll up some stuff. We go wild out of everything. But right now, there's a situation going on, and I've seen several videos, you know, the Travis Scott incident that took place over the weekend. Not making light of it at all. It's a tragedy. People lost their lives, everything. But, man, they going to far with it. I watched Cat Williams stop a show because somebody fainted. I saw about three or four other artists doing shows that stopped their shows because somebody fainted. I mean, somebody fainting ain't the same as a massive crowd, you know, breaking through and trampling or whatever. But because of the flack that Travis Scott is getting behind this, is making so many artists afraid to go to work, man, you know, or ignore certain things, you know, because nobody wants this one chick. She was like, get up, baby. Come on. Y'all bring up here. I'm trying to retire. I can't be getting sued. Y'all saw him, you know, the audience kind of laughing, but I'm like, it really ain't funny because she's serious about it and what happened was serious. Give me your take on
it. Well, okay, so I have a few things, if you don't mind. Number one, I want to say, like, I've been reading a few articles and things of that nature, and people are really, like, on Travis Scott. Like, he caused this. So, I think that's kind of going a little too far, number one. And number two, right now, and you know, and it's just weird how it is, and I in no way will try to, you know, make fun of any part of the situation, but you know how these things are today. Since that just happened, people are going to be stopping shows and all this stuff for a few months. And I'm going to say it, Ezra, I'm going to be real, I'm going to keep it real with you. You know how some people are kind of jerks? Some people are probably fake passing out on purpose to try to get some attention so shows could stop and this, that, and other, so they can get their little 15 minutes of fame.
Exactly.
But, these show stoppages are going to, as long as someone passes out or fake passes out or whatever, it's going to be going on for a few months now. You know how things are. If this is a hot button topic right now, so... You know, we have to acquiesce. We have to, there goes that bougie, my bad.
Right.
But we have to acquiesce to what, you know, what the situation is. And
It's crazy.
It just, you know, it just kind of is what it is for right now. And,
yeah,
and also, before I you know, give the floor back to you, let me just say I am definitely and truly praying for the victims and their families as well. I don't want to leave that little segment without saying that. Go ahead. My bad.
Yeah, and the thing is, man, it's almost, well, it's pretty much kind of the same when Whitney Houston died. Everybody is Bobby Fowler. It's Bobby Fowler. They divorced and moved on with their lives. Whatever, Bobby wasn't there when it happened. But he introduced her to drugs. No, wait until the smoke clears and the truth will come out. And the truth came out.
Mm-hmm.
She had been on drugs decades.
Right.
A brother the one.
She had got Bobby on hard stuff. It wasn't even Bobby.
She got Bobby on. Yeah, but immediately everybody pointed the finger at Bobby and blamed Bobby based on the reality
mm-hmm.
show. And smoke cleared. Bobby had nothing to do with it. They even kicked him out the funeral with it. You know, and that's his daughter. He should never have had to leave that funeral. So, and then he loses his daughter tragically the same way. But everybody gave Bobby, you know, the bad end. And it's sad, man, because this dude, nobody, I don't think this dude said, hey, y'all, bum rush the gates. I saw police officers in the city out there putting stuff out, you know, 2 days before. You know, those people did that because they want their general mission, whatever. They were rushing in. They thought it was fun. You saw the media there smiling and running past them and all that. Okay, somebody gonna get hurt. But let the investigation run its course. Once the investigation
mm-hmm.
runs its course, then we will know what really happened to those people. We don't know nothing right now, man. We don't know
right.
nothing. So, yeah. So
right.
that's the part that's, let it run, man. I don't think that he told any, and I hate to go there, but I'm going to say this.
Okay.
I'm willing to bet that once this investigation is done, out of that eight, very few would have been trampled. You know what I'm saying? And I hate to go there, but I don't think that all of them were trampled. That was something. I mean, you heard about the security guard. Somebody poked him in the neck with a needle, allegedly. You know, and he passed out. There are going to be some things that come out that Travis Scott had nothing to do with. And I saw people all be excited to ride and another. Man, when rappers are rapping and artists, I mean, Kid Rock, other rock stars, whatever, that said stuff and jumped out in the audience, dived off stage, get passed around, people going crazy. You know, years ago, Pete Townsend in the Who did a general admission concert in Ohio. People got trampled to death. You know, Diddy was promoting an AIDS benefit back in 1991 before everybody even really knew who he was. And people bum-rushed the gym because they oversold the ticket. And people got trampled to death. I mean, this ain't the first time. Hopefully it should be the last time. But to just put all this on this guy who was just trying to do a show and bring back some nostalgia, you know, to the city. I ain't going to put nothing on it, right? Cause, I mean, the investigation ain't done.
Yeah,
so everybody, take your opinion and put it in your goddamn back pocket for right now. Word from
hey, look, like Dave Chappelle said, hey, keep it in the comments, bitch. Boom.
Keep it in the comments, bitch. It took courage for me to say what I just said. Courage!
But, oh my God. But, yeah, no, it's crazy because, I just don't see. I just don't see how people could be blaming this guy right now. That's the weird part about it to me.
How can you blame?
Exactly. Because they ain't got no life, man. They ain't got no life, you know. That's the thing. They ain't got no life. If you get a life, then you ain't got to worry about all that. But, I mean, some people live, point the finger at other folk, you know. And that dog don't hunt, man. Don't, you know, that's just like, I'm a nobody, but let's just say I decide to round up a couple of my boys, you and Smoke Hitters, and we do a free comedy show at some park. And all of a sudden, it's a family reunion out there, and somebody from the family reunion look at one of the people standing out there, a chick that's fine or whatever, say something to her, or somebody from looking at the show say something to the fine family member, and all of a sudden they go throwing blows, somebody gets shot or whatever, stabbed. They can't blame that on the comedians. We just came out there to have a show.
Oh, but
we just came out there to have a show.
But look, here's the funny part about it. You're right in everything you say. You are so right, except for one part. No, they're going to blame the comedians. Someone has to fall for their game. Not that they can't, they shouldn't, but they will. Look, I remember, do you remember some years ago, it was some event that Trey the Truth was doing. This was years ago when 97.9 The Box had the morning show with Nate on there and all that. And
exactly.
I wish I had researched this, but it just came to me, and I want to say someone got injured or... You know, something maybe even worse. And I'm going to look it up. But I remember Nate went after, you know, Trey the Truth, and everyone was like, whoa, buddy, like, calm down. This was, you know, and I remember Trey even came back at Nate. Like, how are you going to blame me?
Yeah, he checked her ass on that. Yeah, I remember
basically.
I was
trying to say that more correct.
Yeah, I talked to Ezra. Ezra talking. Yeah, he checked a big fat ragged ass, and
the radio station banned all
of Trey's music. No, you know, it has nothing to do with her. I mean, I'm a Texas dude, keeping the face, taking away. But when you fat with a fuck ass attitude, yeah, you fat with a fuck ass attitude. So that fat ass chick. Fuck ass attitude. Tried to put that on Trey. He checked a fat ass and the station banned his music. They started firing DJs that were playing his music. They were even going out public checking the DJs when they do public events. And if they played his music, they got fired. You remember those two, that duo that used to come on in the evening? The Two Live Dudes or whatever they were. They got fired for playing the Trey song on the show, but then that Carmen Contreras, she was the DJ at an event at the Arena Theater concert. During the intermission, she did a mix and threw a Trey song in, got fired. Oh, man, yeah, the fat ass in the tape. Yeah, I see it. And all you devils that don't like it, go jump in the tail.
Oh, wait. Wait. I forgot who I'm messing with here. The terms shared on the Talk to Ezra show, are those solely of Ezra Washington? Not. I forgot. We got to give this.
You notice I didn't say nothing bad about midgets.
All right. Well, my feed is going out. I can't hear you, Ezra.
To the little people.
Oh, God.
To the little people.
Boy,
I love you.
Help us all. Help us all. Or just help me. You trying to get me canceled before I get put on.
No. We good. But that's true. Man, but she did that. Now, here's my thing. With all these lawsuits that's jumping, because they jumping. Mm-hmm. And I'm like this, let it go. Let this Let everything run its course. That's all you can say. Let everything run its course. And if it's proven that, you know, this dude is guilty of something, okay, then go for it. But I don't see nothing. There's video clips they showing. I didn't see him tell nobody to do nothing. Let it run. And I promise you what I said earlier. It's probably going to be a factor in some of those. You got to realize, you're around a crowd like that, and they're rowdy. I don't care if it's breezy outside or whatever. It's going to get hot. If you're doing anything, drinking and jesting or whatever, it's going to get hotter, you know, so it's possible some asphyxiation took place or whatever. Who knows, man? I'm not a coroner. I'm not a forensic scientist, and then I don't know nothing but what I see and hear on the TV, but I just know that dude, I doubt, had anything to do with all that. They just tying a name to a tragedy. That's what I think. For y'all that want to call in and say something to my listeners on, if you want to speak, just raise your hand. I'll see you, hit the button. I'll cut your mic on, let you talk, say something to Adam, say something to me, voice your opinion. 39, nope, that ain't it, 319-527-6722 is the call-in number. Man, we lit tonight, I said a bunch. Now, this kind of, we can tread off of that a little bit. I want to throw something out to you. Earlier this year, news broke that
Ezra, a young lady. Wait. Let me pause you. There's a lot of static coming. I don't know if that's... Oh, it's gone now. Okay.
Is it better
there
now?
There it is.
Is it better now? Okay.
Yeah. Don't move.
Man, I feel like a damn mannequin. We're working it out. There was a lady by the name of Jada Pinkett Smith. Okay. It was unveiled by a young artist, what was her name, August Alsina or whatever, that I never ever heard of. But he told us that he got a little cookie action from Jada Pinkett Smith.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jada Pinkett Smith did not lie, because had she lied, he probably could have identified some of her skinny body parts, and then she would have been forced to admit the truth as a lie anyway. So, her husband, Will Smith, a.k.a. the Fresh Prince, did a red table talk with her. And I'm quite sure all this was planned out anyway, because everybody was going to tune into the red table, and that was going to be hit to, you know, bam, they're going to make money off of it. But she said she was in an entanglement, and black women around the world, of the USA, because it's the only place they think like that. And they applauded her, not because she had an affair, not because she cheated, but she labeled it an entanglement. So, in the future, can black men be given a pass for having an entanglement? What you think, bro?
Absolutely not. But here's the kind of the bigger picture of the whole scenario. You know, this came out in the 1900s, in the mid to late 1900s, and people forgot. They've had an open relationship since they've been married. So it's not, I don't even understand. So to answer your question directly, no, we
but
can't get
with, not with
no.
a young dude. Not with young people.
What? No, they didn't say we have an open relationship, but there's an age limit. They had an open relationship. They could do whatever they wanted to do at any point. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that was their agreement from when they started. When they first started, they have an open marriage. She has been getting it. August Alsina ain't the first and ain't going to be the last. And she ain't his first and ain't going to be the last. And they still going to stay married. It's so, that's like a whole nother scenario. So I always wondered why this was such a big deal, because they told us 20 years ago that they have sex with other people.
Yeah, and then, you know, they...
But go ahead. I'm
and
sorry.
They like,
I kind of flipped it.
We go, no. We go over Bruce and Demi's house and get advice from them. And at one point it was Tom and Roseanne. We go and get advice from them. And I've heard all that. And my thing is, they asses ain't together no more either. So, you know.
But, hey. Oh, go ahead.
Hold up. I see this one caller that's very familiar. I'm finna throw him in the mix for a quick second, because it ain't often that certain people get a hall pass to come play, you know. And since his permission slip possibly might be signed to come play tonight.
Oh, I already know who is calling
in. I'm
going to
at least give him a few seconds to say something. Dear student, are you in the house?
I don't even know why you come with this shit again. But how you doing, E? What's
and
up, Adam Bob?
And he came cussing.
What's up, sir? Yeah.
I'm just making sure that he can come out and play, because you know how your friend come out and you're like, you supposed to be out here? I can come play. And then right when we get into the game and it's his turn to kick the ball or hit the baseball, get your ass back in. You shouldn't have came out here no
Stop
way.
All that.
Then we're going to lose.
Stop all that damn
lying.
Whining. Let's get to the topic.
And wait,
now.
Wait, real quick. Let me throw some. Wait. Sir. Let me throw one thing in, anonymous caller. One thing. I have to make this disclaimer. The views that are about to most likely be shared by this caller are sponsored by the sponsor of the cancel culture. If you want anything of yours canceled, you call this man right here and his comments. We'll get you canceled. Go ahead, sir.
Officially, I'm going to say my name out there. This is still out there. My name officially is No Fucks to Give. Let's get the show rolling.
All right. Let's talk about it. Jada gets a pass for an entanglement. Can the brothers get a pass for an entanglement?
Yeah, as long as she ain't underage, she walking down R. Kelly Street right now.
August was 18 and wasn't he older, right?
Yeah,
he was of the legal age. He was just a young kid.
Problem right? was August also had some mental problems. If you look it up, he didn't need to be having sex with Jada.
Yes, he did. If he was 18,
I'm
like this.
You telling
if
me?
He was 17,
I'm not going to dumb it down. If you 18 and mentally handicapped, it's okay for you to go ahead and do something with somebody
How
much
do you
older.
Think he was mentally handicapped,
Wait.
Dude?
Yeah.
Documented. He had mental issues. He wasn't.
But
I'm
no,
not
he didn't have
the only way
issues.
He had to ride the short bus, but yes, he did.
No, here's the thing. Some people thought that he was a little throwed off because he was hanging with Jaden. And I think that's what Jaden did. She was like, he hanging with Jaden.
Nah, he had some past trauma in his childhood. I
if
forgot
he
what it was.
Get down
something kind of messed him up. It's something in his childhood kind of messed him up.
She gave him some of her woo, and it was a low-down, dirty shame.
Oh, Lord. Put it on.
Anyway, it just gives
you got any
more attention.
We got any more Ty references? That shit about
hey,
only
look,
7.
It just gets her more recognition because she ain't been shit since before she married Will. The movies that she did, I can't really remember them except for the ones where she gave up a little nippy nip. Jason Lee.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday, didn't we?
She was giving up the nappy dugout over there at Finnegan Park and then the pawn shop over there in Third Ward. Yeah, down the street from William Temple.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that was a good scene. So, and then what's the other movie? Set It Off. She gave the old man son to get the tuition money. I think they showed a little bit in that one. I'm not sure. So, you know, but then that's unrealistic. You don't get no old man. Old man, that old doggone cootie, and then tab check because the boy got a tattoo in the back of his head and don't want to go to college. You don't tab the check. You just go buy you some. I had a problem with the writers in that because she tore up the check and then showed up to Blair Underwood house with that flea market Komodo on and shit, you know. And she said, you don't like it. He like, no, it's just a little. You tell her up front, she ain't got shit. Hell no. You come on my house, that old ghetto flea market shit. Come on, get in the clothes, that'll find your dress. You know, I didn't like that part of the movie. Tore up the check and then showed up with a flea market ass. And you had already robbed one bank. Could have bought a better. I'm just saying, you already robbed one bank. Hell, you could have bought a, could have went to damn JCPenney and got a better dress than that. So that part of the story I ain't like, you know, but I guess because she's from Acorn Project, you know. So what was the other movie she made? Low Down Dirty Shame? Never watched it. Didn't appeal to me. And then Woo. Damn show, ain't never watched that shit. Was she in any other movie? I don't know.
Nutty Professor?
I don't know. She was another. Oh, yeah, she was another professor. I thought Eddie was going to hit that. I thought Eddie was. I knew Buddy Love wasn't gonna get it, but I thought Eddie was gonna smash that. But still, okay. She did another professor in career didn't do shit to real marriage. So hey, you know it is what it is. And then got up there doing that fake step on different work. 911, community, yeah, we can't mean it. Whatever. Shh. I'm not a Jay Pinkett fan, so y'all can tell.
All I
yeah.
love.
Yeah. Now, she did get down. Who?
Lonnie
Do you
Love?
Really want to go there tonight?
I want
Adam,
you to go there. Go there.
Adam, no, Adam checked me already. Adam checked me already tonight on the tape. So don't say Lonnie Love because I'll go right back to where I was with the tape.
Go ahead.
Lonnie
go
Love,
ahead.
Big, big,
please,
big,
no, please
fat,
don't get him
big, fat, size,
hey,
6X,
hey.
Draws, having ass.
Adam, stop being a
Lace
bitch.
Front wig, having ass. No, Lonnie
hey,
Love
I'm,
kept jumping
I'm
on TV.
I'm trying to get on.
You
I'm
can
get on.
This
show.
Ain't got nothing to do with Adam Bob. Lonnie Love, bring her, on, bring Adam on your little segment, Lonnie's Corner. Do the comedy thing again, because it was bullshit when you did it the first time. But bring it on, put some hitters on there that's funnier than you. I know plenty. And you got your ass on that because you're dating the white, old white dude and talking about the reason you fell in love and had to find James because all the good black men are incarcerated. See, that's that don't nobody want my fat ass excuse. And when I say fat ass, I mean that because there's somebody out there that really like her, but she don't like them, so she wants the guy with the 32-inch waist and the muscles and all that. He don't want your fat ass. So the fat guy that wants you or the skinny guy that likes fat women, you don't like him. So because that other guy don't like you, all the good men are incarcerated. That's bullshit, Lonnie Love.
Don't
that don't even sound
that
right.
How
you
gonna
be
good?
So real quick, y'all, real quick. No, I don't believe that guy will get a pass on an entanglement unless See, I'm bringing this back. Unless
you
they
see
have
how he
got
his ass out from me getting online and love.
The couple have a previous agreement. You know, so if you have a previous agreement, then yeah, you could have entanglement. That's how Jada got away with it. That's how Will's been getting away with it. They've had an open marriage for over 20 years.
Will ain't
now,
been having no entanglement,
people,
man.
Don't set them on.
Well, the only difference is Will just been hitting these little side chicks, and
side
Jada actually admitted. Chicks. Yes, yes. They have an open marriage.
Been
hitting
side chicks.
That wasn't the problem. The problem was
you dodging him, Adam. Will been hitting side chicks.
Will been hitting whatever he hitting on the side is what I'm saying.
Okay, thank you. That's a better way of putting it. That's a better way.
Okay.
Don't nobody walk up to you at a film festival and kiss you just on GP. They know something about you.
But, I mean,
you remember that
Will,
when the dude walked
Will
up and kissed him? Yeah.
On the cheek,
he just
Yeah,
it wasn't a punch, though. It wasn't a punch to the face. And I'm going to say something about somebody else that sit there and let folks play with him and then go crying to the media like a little.
Ain't no man that big.
Ain't no guy gonna just go to a dude that big and start squeezing on his sack unless he already knows something about you. Muscles got muscles. He could dig. Well, your pants was too tight anyway, Terry. So, hell, loosen up. Hell, he just was checking to see if you had a damn yeast infection. And you going to run to the car. I ran to the car, and I was in tears. Oh, really? Really? Because you dribbled in your tight pants? See, I go down to Terry Crews. They ain't going to join the Me Too movement. I was malicious. Get your big ass somewhere and sit down. Boy, we already know about you. You was playing all them roles to get where you are. You're out there making your titties jump every TV show you're on. They knew about you. You've been on the cast.
Trying to fuck Tupac's ghost.
Wait, that sounds a little bit back to your titties. You can't make your titties jump like that. No.
Well, he do it every show he was on. That's like his signature trademark, you know.
He do
so
two things: pop lock, make a city jump.
That little drunk
pop lock,
white,
make a city
drunk,
jump. That's what he do.
Yeah, little drunk white dude. Like, I'm going there, still on me.
Oh, Al, you didn't think nothing was wrong with him the way he was trying to fuck Tupac's ghost up in Friday. He did that shit too well.
And all I'm was saying wrong. Is this. All I'm saying is this.
You got to pause.
Okay.
You got to pause real quick.
Okay,
no,
I'm pause.
I know this is talk to Ezra, but I got to address Murph real quick.
Go ahead.
Real quick. Ask that question again, Murph.
I say you didn't think something was wrong the way he was trying to fuck Tupac's ghost on Friday. He did that shit too well.
So... you telling me, Mr. Murph?
Yeah.
It's on this little part right here. That if you get hired for an acting role, you're gonna be like, yeah, let me not do this part so well, so no one will think you getting paid at least five figures. You know,
this is what
close
I'm gonna say. This is what I'm gonna say about the whole thing. No matter how much money you get, sometimes you're acting, sometimes you're not.
So how do you know that, Murph?
He did that shit a little too goddamn well. I got scared for Tupac, and I knew
he
was dead.
Wait a minute. I'm getting nervous now because you the only person that knew that he acted too hard, and I'm not saying it took one to know one, but what I'm saying
is... No, I'm not.
How do you have expertise?
Oh,
You didn't feel strange about this. You didn't feel strange about this scene. You didn't feel strange about this scene. Some big swole up ash ass motherfucker trying to fuck Tupac. You didn't feel strange about this.
Yeah, because I didn't play the role. I wasn't in it. I didn't.
And now, you dodged the question. I like that, though. But this motherfucker's supposed to be playing a role straight out of jail the night before. Ain't had nothing but dudes in jail to look at. Now he want to fuck Tupac. That is straight. You can play the role, then you can actually live the role. He was living that bitch.
Yeah, I don't think so, bruh.
I know you're trying to say there's issues.
There's a possibility that Murphy has issues. And what Adam
God damn right, I got issues.
Is that Murphy paid too much goddamn attention to how Terry was acting.
He scared the shit out of me is what he did. I feel bad for Tupac. You mean to tell me the one y'all thought was the hardest motherfucker in the 90s and y'all didn't feel bad for him?
He was already dead. It wasn't like he felt it.
Thank you. Well, that's true.
Now I just spoke to the ghost of Tupac and this is what he told me to do to you.
Oh, my God. Okay,
damn.
Ezra, I interrupted you. Please. Take back control of your show. Do Ezra now.
I'm back, dog. I'm back.
take control.
See, that's how you gotta bring somebody back to reality, man. You gotta call in your superpowers. See, I said, what twin powers? Activate. Former motherfucker done calm his ass down. That's how this on South to Ezra. Hey, Adam, okay, now, we're going to get out Jada and Will, all that. I want to say this for real, because I don't want people thinking I got an issue with fat girls. I don't. I love them. I love fat girls, man. I love fat girls. There's big, there's thick with a stick, then there's big, then there's fat. Then there's obese, then there's morbidly obese. I stopped at fat. Okay, obese and morbidly obese, I can't do nothing with you. That's the chick that's got to rub all that Vaseline between her thighs before she go out in public. You know, because if she don't, she'll be spoiling the fun for her fine friend that, you know, ride in her in the car because she's a designated driver. Girl, let's go. I want to leave. Let's go. Because, you know, that chase, man, it'd be burning, dude. You know, so I'm just saying. So I don't have a problem. I want people to understand that. I don't. Dick, big, fat. I'm all up in there. Obese, morbidly obese. Those are the ones that cause you issues because they don't stop eating. And when they don't stop eating, you are just a small percentage of their relationship. They're in love with that sandwich. They're in love with that ice cream. They're in love with that bread pudding, banana pudding, brownie. You know, they're in love with turkey leg hook 3 days a week. So I'm just saying, man, you got to get in where you fit in with them. And I don't want that. I love to cook, so fat girl, I'm going to feed you. I know the way to your heart is through your stomach, and I'm going all up in it with some ribs, brisket, oxtail, burger, boudin, sauce. I got you. But at some time, you're going to have to hit that track with me because I need to help you. Ain't that right, Adam? Murph? The healthy humping is the best pumping. I'm just saying.
Oh, I'm good with it.
I'm good with it.
I love it.
Wait,
Adam,
I love how
like,
you said it.
Man,
wait,
the risk I take
love...
with my career hanging around this club.
Man, you ain't heard me talk down on that fat woman, have you?
But wait, I love how you was like, ain't I right, Adam? I know your history.
No, I never said that. No, I never said that.
Ezra, you forget I know you. Known you for a little over 10 years and stuff. I heard it in your book.
Hey, but then, hey, I used to tell you back in the day, hey, bro, you serious with her? Seriously, because she's nice, bro. You know, hey, much props.
Yeah, look, big booty, cute face, man. That's what I roll with, man.
Hey,
you want to, Ezra? I'm gonna trip you out on something that the public won't even realize, but you will realize how tripped out this is.
What's that?
I'm messing with one right now that weighs not 1 pound over 130 pounds.
Damn.
Yeah,
damn.
Little.
That's all this.
Little.
What happened, bro?
It one of the things that took me by surprise. She about, 5'4", 5'5", something like that?
Oh, she a little bitty something.
Man.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. It took me by surprise. Mm. Yeah.
Man.
So I know everyone's let down. My bad. But to what you were saying earlier, though, you know, as far as, see, here's the thing. I don't know where I stopped because, you know, as you know, and I think I've said before on y'all's other podcast, as long as you have a large rear end and a very cute face, I could deal with whatever's in the middle. I'm good. So, you know, it might have been a couple times where, you know, they might have hit the technical definition of obese, but my technical definition was, ooh, she got a big old booty. So, you know, but I love it, though. It's all good.
And I've seen the chick one time. She was much beyond my viewing capacity.
Okay.
But the face was so cute, man.
So right, like, see?
Man, She all right. She big. But then I looked down, she had some jeans on, man. And she had them Donna McClurkin legs, man. You know.
I don't know.
You know them Donna McClurkin?
See, if she takes them jeans. I don't want to disturb.
If she
take, wait, I don't want you to disturb Murph by.
The Donna McClurkin
my name
got to
come up in it.
I'm saying the Donna McClurkin legs or the Donna McClurkin body parts, period. But the Donna McClurkin legs, if she take those jeans off where you thought she had them thick, fat thighs, you know what I'm saying? But when she come out them jeans, that all that fat around the lower thighs and knees would be Donna McClurkin-ish, which is, you know, we fall down. So that part, I didn't,
so,
you know.
Let me tell you,
we done all
you break. Murph, you're disturbing Murph because you studied Donnie McClurkin too hard. Like,
really don't want
like
to know
Terry
that
Cruz is. Tupac,
no, I listened to the song too hard. Donnie McClurkin. That, yeah, well, yeah, him and Terry Crews can go do whatever they want to do. You know, I don't think Donnie like
right
that old. I'm just saying, it is what it is. Man, what them people do and I ain't around. It's fine with me. As long as they ain't sitting across the table from me doing it or whatever, it's cool. Whatever they do in the privacy of their home, car, truck, SUV, tour bus, hotel room has no bearing on me. I could care less. That's it. Because I love everybody, almost. I'm not going to say everybody. There are some folk that I don't love. And they earn that. They earn that, but for the most part, love them all. Man, I got two gay sisters, so, hey, love them to death. Just saw one today. Saw the other one a couple of days ago. Hey, you'll get your head tore off saying something crazy. So for the people go, he's a homophobe, you're a goddamn liar. I'm telling you how it is. That's real talk. Now, but what about, we still on fat. Hey, if the chick was, that's 400 pounds, if she was, let's say, 210, 220, 185, 170, do you think she still be at the church singing in the praise group every week, a couple times a week, practicing at church? Or would she be in the club getting her twerk on?
No, she going to be in the club and be at make it to church the next day.
Yeah. No, but she's,
like we all did.
She's a praise. She's, I don't go. I stopped going.
I said we did, past tense. We've all done
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
going
yeah,
to the club.
Yeah, yeah.
Being in the choir, sweating out the liquor and stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. That's why I quit going, man. I was sweating out too much yak, man. You know, they start telling me I had high blood pressure. I'm like, you don't know where I was last night. Just shut up. Give me another paper towel. You know, high blood pressure is yak. And I spent the night with that one that's going to lead the next song. Stop. Oh, did I say that on my show? No, I didn't say that on my show. No, I didn't say that on my show. Oh, boy.
Said it.
Yeah. She hitting that high note for a reason.
Lord. Cloud, have mercy.
She said that, too. She said that, too.
No. Look, this is going to be bad. Merc, please bring some sense into this conversation, please. See, that's bad. We had to go to Merc for common sense. Go ahead.
Now, you know what?
Yeah,
when
we do
comes
these
to
shows
women,
sober.
This is me.
Well, talk
strong
about
strong sticks and wait. I like a strong sticks and up, good personality. The rest I can work with. That's all I need. She ain't got to be no beauty.
She's kind of low.
Decent looking. Well, because I done seen some shit in my life. I done dated some fucking beauty queens that's out their goddamn mind. Nah, I don't need that shit.
You ever dated a five or a six that's out their mind? That's the worst ever. Like, look, you don't even look good enough to be this crazy.
Yeah.
Most of them know how, that I've run into, at least know how to tone it down because their options a little bit more limited.
I told you I dated one that was missing that main ingredient. And had
yeah,
we're
not going to go on that.
Yeah.
No,
we're not going to go on that.
But it was missing that main ingredient. I'm like,
you got me out here making a bitter
no
beer face behind that heifer.
Yeah, you ain't got no reason to turn your nose up till you go find that thing.
Yeah.
Miss Arizona, Desert Queen, the dry ass. So, yeah.
Uh-oh, come on, now. Come on.
Now, I'm out. I'm back, folks. I'm back. I'm good. Y'all, we just had fun tonight. We just tossed it out. Hey, please. Oh, God, dog. Just some fun, man. Now, honestly, in a relationship, if you meet a chick, because they always talking about with the men, so we fellas, we talk. Hell, we talk. They talk.
Stop.
Shit. They tell my... He got to be on top of his game. He got to this. What happened to just get to know the person to see if you vibe with them before you start demanding that they do this, and cater to your needs or whatever? Who said your needs are realistic? What do you bring to the table? Don't think that, you know, because they'll do this here. This is the one I want that I hate. And y'all lie. Y'all just lie. Y'all come into the relationship line. So do y'all. But y'all do it without speaking. Y'all do it Helen Keller style. Don't say shit. We just see. Yeah, your Facebook picture from the neck up. Then if it's a mere body or whatever, you got them arms tucked to your body because you don't want us to see the flag, you know. And give us opportunity. Because 9 out of 10, we pretty much probably won't even care. Then, you know, your eyelash. Oh, goddamn. Let's, ooh, fuck. Eyelashes. Shit y'all putting on y'all goddamn eyelids now. You know, spider webs and tarantulas crawling off your damn eyelids. You know, your hair. You know, you got to realize once we start bumping in the sack, you ain't going to keep that wig on. You're going to take it off. And what we see then, you know, tell me up front you got aloesis or whatever. Tell me, ain't that what it's called? Y'all them patches and helmets? Alopecia. Tell me up front you got aloesis. Because we could have a bonding moment like Patrick Swayze and old girl and Ghost. You know, we can sit down, you can sit between my legs, and I can get my clippers and cut it all off, and all your scalping tape, you didn't need it. Beautiful, just like this. As opposed to you pulling the wig off, and now it looked like you was at your drunk barber's house this morning, and you looking, what's wrong with you? That shit up there. So things like that. Stop posing in the picture where you put one thigh over the other thigh and try to fool us. Stand there and put them side by side like Marines, and we'll know. Because we're going to accept that once we get to know you and your attitudes, dude. All that stuff don't matter. So y'all come to the relationship lying and faking and hoping we don't get you to find it or whatever. It doesn't matter if your personality is good. We like that. Now, that's public service announcement.
I will say the older I get, like, that, you know, it's like not saying that my level of what I set, like, really changes per se, like, as far as looks, like, I'm lowering my standards, but I think under other standards rise, like you're saying, personality. How do you act? How do you, you know what I'm saying? Do we have a vibe? Type thing, you know what I mean? Like that takes away from. Now you still got to have a booty, still got to have a little booty, something for you to grab on. But besides that, you know, you can almost kind of work with anything else. You know what I'm saying? As long as y'all vibing, that's the main thing these days. As long as y'all on a vibe.
Exactly, because we ain't getting no young.
Right? Because we can't. Look, I'm about to say it ain't like we in our 20s. Well, I'll just speak for myself. I ain't going to be doing it 7 days out the week and stuff. We got to be friends.
Yeah.
We got to be friends. Yeah. I ain't even going to lie to you. It ain't going to be no magnanimous time 7 days. No, that ain't going to happen. So,
for real.
We
I dated a girl with one eye before.
Oh, wow. Oh, you messed with Fetty Wap.
Yeah, God damn. I dated a Fetty Wap. I did. I mean,
Fitty.
And the thing with her, I mean, she wore the patch and everything. But she was so cute. It never made an issue. But one day, man, we got into an argument. She was trying to get a point across, man. We was at the house.
And then one eye became a target.
Man, yep. She pulled that shit out.
Your long eyelash, like your two eyelash, having one eye, motherfucker.
No. She had to put it in this container at night with this solution, and that way
it was spinning around looking at your ass in the middle of the night.
No, she was talking shit, and she had it in her hand, and she kept rolling it around in a, you know, like between her fingers. And it scared the hell out of me. And I was like, babe, don't put your eye up, man. Don't worry about the hell I'm doing with my eye. And I'm like, man, this ain't a good argument. I'm going to let you win just because you're fucking me up. Big-ass hole in your head, and you wiggling that shit around with your fingers. I can't do it.
That's just a weird-ass gangster.
No, then that night, I'm asleep. She got up back to me. She pissed. I'm laying there on my back looking up at the ceiling trying to get that thought out of my head, man. She had that eyeball between her fingers and just twirling it around. And she rolled on, look, we need to talk. Oh, shit. I fell out the bed, man. The heck? You can't turn around me with a hole up there like that. you know, it just did damage to the relationship, man. It just did damage to the relationship.
And the scars
don't call me
session.
Shallow. It just happened like that. It just happened like that.
I mean, you actually dated her, so I can't call you shallow.
No, man, I
in
knew she was awesome.
I can't even do awesome. That. You know?
Yeah.
Shallow,
I mean,
was
so
hard that. On that eye.
And one time she was making some banana pudding, and it fell in the banana pudding, and she pulled it out and shook it.
You making that shit up? You gonna
get that? No, man, no, no, because you know I'm stupid. No, I'm stupid, and I always said something. She was laughing so hard, she jerked her head like, oh, and fell in.
She left her fake eyeball out. That's what you're saying. She left her fake eyeball out.
And I had to rinse it off, man. I don't care. I do that for a woman I love. I'll rinse that out of all out.
Tell the truth.
I do that, man.
Did she give you some of that eye socket?
Bro, surprise is calling my damn phone.
Oh, shit.
Surprise is ringing my damn phone, bro.
Adam, you know surprise?
No.
That's a good
Keep
thing.
Keep it that way.
That's a good thing. You remember he got on stage at Times Square for about 12 seconds. Yeah. He got
so how
on stage
would I...
for about 12, 12 and a half seconds, something like that. Ooh. But, hey, man, I really had a ton of fun tonight. This was off the chain. It was awesome. Adam, thank you so much for dropping in, bro.
Nah, bro,
I appreciate you.
It's always a pleasure, man, playing wrestling roulette with my career with you, man. I appreciate
it.
Well, you know what, Adam, sometimes you just got to say, fuck it. Fuck it, I'm going to do this shit tonight.
Man.
Fuck it.
Man, look here, dog. You are first class
I
in my book, man.
Look, I keep coming back to do it, so it is what it is. But no, I love it, man. I thank you for always, having your boy, man, and you know, and thinking about your boy to be on some stuff. So you know, that's
and when we record, she is at a heart attack, man. You ain't hosting this time. You gonna feature, bro. You gonna feature.
I appreciate it. Look, I don't mind. I can host it. Look, you know that little secret. A lot of time when you host, you get more time anyway.
Yeah. Hey, whatever
you, know
you
what
want to do. 2022, we coming hard with it. Serious as a heart attack. It's coming. I gotta knock down another 30, 40 pounds, man, because the camera going throw an extra 15, 20 on. So I'm working on that. Once I get it down, be hopping on stage and it's going to happen. I'm taking this shit to Netflix. I don't need no 12, 20 million. Nah, just give me 11 and I'm good. Give me 11 and I'm good. Yeah, I'm piggybacking off Dave Chappelle. The LGBFPYCOPN community, please come out and support me. It'll be great. Do the fat girls have a organization? I just want to make sure. Not the fat girls, but the morbidly obese. Do they have an organization? The mob squad. The mob squad. Come on out and support me. I love you still. I just ain't going to date you. Come on out to the, as Richard Pryor said, and I like to say to the, no, let me stop that. Leave that alone. Yo,
can
dog,
y'all
we going, we going.
Can I deliver a message? Can you deliver a quick message for me? No. This is for boy that's on the podcast that you do tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
That website about meeting little chicks. It's freaking amazing.
Y'all see it.
Go ahead.
I'll talk to him in the morning. I'll talk to him every fucking morning. I'll talk to his ass, let him know.
Yeah.
With his nasty ass.
Yeah. Well, half nasty because he messed with the little chick. Anyway.
No, that motherfucker's nasty. You don't know the half of it.
Yeah, I messed with the little cheeks. Little cheeks. That's what he baby.
Now remember, remember he was looking you dead in his eye when he's telling you, I'm DTF, baby. Remember that shit?
Makes me nervous when he say that. That's why he's looking at me.
I don't remember that at all.
I got the audio, don't worry.
Mm-mm, no, sir. Because he was focused, too. I'm DTF. I mean, I'm Adam Bob, dude. No.
Yo, what that Bob really stand for? Say my name. Don't talk to me like that.
Next thing you know, he's going to be dancing the Tupac videos. Okay, let's
go.
See the callback? You see the callback? You see the callback?
He cool people. He cool people, man. He cool people.
No, no, no. That's my
that's
boy.
Funny
that's
funny as hell,
dog.
That's funny as hell.
But
that's what the wind would need your wing to sail behind your back. Okay, but you tried that shit, but the burglar boys in that jail cell held you down. Yeah. Man, that movie, that should have taught me a lesson a long time ago that if Bishop would shoot Raheem, we need to cut folk out of our life. Everybody got a Bishop in their life. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a Bishop in their life. Somebody they thought was cool. They could turn on you like Bishop did Ryan. And what was the fat dude name he shot? The one that put the beer in the scrambled eggs.
I just call him Steel.
Steel. That was his name, Steel. Steel. He shot Bishop and Steel.
Yeah.
I wonder when they audition that kid at the end, did they say, man, you got to have a list. Yo, you got the tricks, man. Well, this little motherfucker. That shit was funny in the Wayne's movie when he hit that dude.
Hey, you know that was somebody's son.
Yeah. Yeah, movies like that, man. Don't get Murphy started. You know, he'll go there.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. He claimed he gonna get even with DTF dogging him out last.
Oh, your ass too.
Hey, man. Hey. Grapevine, one of your nemesises was on the show, or so we thought.
I've been to therapy. I don't have a nemesis anymore.
Thank God.
I'm putting cases on all you bitches.
Yeah. All you motherfuckers will be playing ball up at Pelicans Day.
It ain't Pelicans, dude. You gonna say this shit there, right? Pelican Bay. Shoe program. 23-hour lifetime. You don't own this piece. I own this piece. You just live here.
Hey. Did y'all know, interesting,
Jake,
fun fact,
Jake,
that he did that, that was not
off
written.
Off the top of his head?
Off the top of his head. All that, when he was talking about the, not the Jake part, give me the gun, that was part of the script, but all that, you know, I'm putting cases on all you bitches, all that, King Kong, all that was off the top of his dome.
Damn.
That's what got him to Oscar.
What about when he said, you fool made bitch ass disloyal? Was that that too?
Everything until, you know, Jake give me the gun, you know, all that type of shit. So
yeah.
Maybe, I don't know about that part, but the rest of it? I'm putting cases on all you bitches. That, no, so that was, That was after that line. So I think
you
that
know
was
why that nigga. Movie really was. You know why that movie really made it to where it did? Because they had to make. No, they had to make one minor adjustment. Jake had to be able to get up from that ass with.
My
bro,
nigga.
Ain't nobody
got mad squabbles, dog.
Ass whooping like that quick. Ain't nobody getting up. Denzel Alonzo towed Jake ass up on that damn mountain.
Yeah, he did.
Come on,
he did. He
ain't no way he was going to get down there and jump on all. Not buying.
That
was the one adjustment. Yeah, that was the one adjustment of the movie. Jake got his ass. Don't. Denzel said, told me to suck your dick.
My dick.
That's
yes,
what you
did.
Said. That's what you calling me a liar? You told me to suck
your
dick. He played the hell out of that role. I don't think you talked about he was a villain and won the Oscar, but he played the hell out of that role. I don't care what no one says.
Halle played the hell out of her role, too.
Well,
For about 5 minutes. I don't know nothing else to do in that movie other than them 5 minutes.
Dude, because when I watched the movie, I'm like, it seemed like just some regular acting. I didn't see nothing special out of that. Except that one scene.
Gee, you go get your fat tip. What do you want me to do?
I'm
like, oh, shit. I was about to leave.
I was about to say, I can see if she got the award from West Coast Productions, but an Oscar?
Well, you know, who knows how many times they sat in that cutting room with the association, Price and Waterhouse, and man, we should do. Billy was in. He was turning back. Billy's in there. He popped it. He was in there. Billy's in there. He can't get that close without going in, dude. He was in there. I know me. I can't do a scene like that, and I'll get up in there at least about 4 or 5 steps. I'm in. So they go, get out of there. I'm like, I'm not in there. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Oh.
Oh, you just go James Brown, huh? I mean, that James Brown.
Yeah,
what's
yeah, yeah.
Running back?
Nah, I'll be James Brown.
Jim Brown. I meant to say Jim Brown like he did Raquel Welch.
Remember,
he wasn't supposed to be fucking, but he fucked on set.
No, but I ain't seen that in the movie. She can get naked in 100 rifles. Did she? Unless you got an uncut version. I ain't see that.
Then he got the
bootleg.
They fucked. No, that nigga didn't.
Jim Brown had a jersey on his
movie. Yeah, I got the original bootleg from 1973.
Well, I ain't seen her. He didn't want to. I'm going to tell you, one white chick I used to love, Angie Dickens.
Oh, yeah.
Peppa, police one. That dressed to kill her. That was. Go back and watch Big Bad Mama.
I'm finna say, remember when she played that gangster, the mama? Big Bad Mama.
Big
was
Bad Mama, yeah. I was like, damn, Angie. Woo.
Adam, like, what the fuck movies are y'all talking about? Y'all niggas old.
Yeah, I'm like, man, I'm old. What are you talking about?
Angie Dickinson played in, she played on a series called Police Woman. Her name was Pepper.
She played the fuck out that show, too.
But then she did a movie called Dressed to Kill, and everybody went crazy. Came out in the 80s. But before all that, she did a movie called Big Bad Mama.
Big Bad Mama was the one you need to see, Adam.
Yeah, you need to go Google Big Bad Mama. Or do what is it, IMBD? Whatever, Big Bad Mama, Angie Dickinson. Jesus. You're the beast.
I promise you, I'm gonna definitely take your word for it.
I was pretty upset that Ann Bancroft didn't break it all the way down for Dustin Hoffman and The Graduate. You know? And I thought they were gonna make it Man, that movie I was thinking about when I first thought about Jada Pinkett, it's called Class. Remember, I think it had Rob Lowe in it, Jacqueline Bishop, and he brought his homeboy home from prep school because he was such a nerd. And he ended up smashing Rob Lowe's mama.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Adam, don't that sound familiar?
We forgot.
Thank you.
Jada was in that the infield, so she popped Low Dog. What was her name? Old Dog.
What you just described in Class sound familiar to what she living in real life with August.
That's the inkwell, boy. She gave Old Dog some in the inkwell. You don't remember? At the Mars Chestnut kept bouncing on him. She broke that boy off, man. He threw that little doll away.
What's that other movie she was in? It wasn't Inkwell. When you say Old Dog,
wait,
I keep thinking Minister Society.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she gave Kane some in Minister Society. Give me that son and love. Yeah, see? Uh-huh. Kelly was in the middle of that, too. Dude, that's one of the funniest skits ever in the Wayans Brothers when Ice Tray went to go see Purnell or whoever in there. They did the same scene. He said, I could be. I don't even know you. Dashiki. Man, hey, dude. Talk to Ezra, man. We wildin' out. We fools, man. Even tonight, there's still three fools in the mic. You know.
Right.
A mic, because I actually got a mic. I'm using my mic. I hope it comes out good, sound good. I don't know. I'm experimenting with it.
Except for all that crackling is all right.
I did that, man, because I'm moving. That right there? Yeah. But, you know. Hey, man, Murphy, shut your ass up. You act like you don't have a technician around here. I'm learning as I go, damn it.
I'm the second person to say something about it tonight. I heard Adam Bob criticize that shit.
He said, don't move. Stay right there.
Right there.
I did what I did. As Paula, man, you know, here's the thing, dude. I support her wholeheartedly. Paula Deen got a raw deal because she was alleged to have said the N-word. And I don't know nobody's ever really got in trouble for saying the N-word. Hey, you N-word. Hey, no, now I've seen folks get shit slapped out of them saying, say, nigga. You know, but N-word means nothing, you know. But she was a last show said the N-word and got kicked off the air, lost her show. Dog the Bounty Hunter was on that damn recording for a minute because his son said, I've had some of this dark brownie with nuts. And you're over here calling her nigger. And he called that boy on the phone. Hey, look, quit bringing her around when we say nigger. Because when we say nigger, we're saying nigger like the fucking nigger. But we ain't saying scum of the earth. Slow down shit. Nigger. fucking nigger. I heard it. And Dog went off there for, what, 3 weeks and came back on.
That's one ugly ass white boy. God damn, that motherfucker ugly.
Yep, I don't know if the show was that good or was it because his wife's titty was that big. But
it was.
I was an avid watcher. I watched every week. I'm like ass flat as a pancake, but she got big old titty. Anyway,
Ezra, can I make a suggestion?
No, I'm trying to go somewhere. I'm trying to go somewhere.
Well, go, goddammit.
That's what I'm
saying. Bring it back.
Paula Deen got kicked off the air, but it wasn't because of her allegedly using the word N. It was because white folk was getting sick. Because Paula cooked so damn good, white folks started using them recipes with a lot of butter, a whole lot of butter, and a whole lot of margin, and they ass would get clot arteries and high cholesterol. They said, get that motherfucker out the air. But you know they say, she said, up, cut her, get her gone. That's what got her off there. And then she's so desperate, she get on there with Mr. Mustache, Miss No America Universe calling or whatever. That motherfucker. And I just want the people to know, Steve, that I is what I is. Oh, if you just see a joke fucking talk. You give away for high cholesterol and talking like that. Got an ass out of there. Anyway, I'm done. Next, what you say, Murphy? What I got to do?
Hey, can we make a suggestion on your show?
You can always
I'm asking permission.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, what you got?
Movie I just started watching tonight. I got halfway through it. The Harder They Fall. Regina King, Idris Elba. Good-ass black weapon.
Yeah.
Y'all need to pick it up. Matter of fact, what brought it to mind?
When I
don't watch
it
conversation,
already twice.
Well, remember when Regina shot old boy at the beginning? LaKeith said. He wasn't even going to say the N-words. He looked like he might was going to say it. Well, he just could have been saying nincompoop. Well, I ain't no damn nincompoop either. Anybody look like they finna say nigga or any N-word, I'm shooting them. She was cold as fuck in that movie.
But that was a movie, bro.
I even like that.
That was a movie.
But it was a good movie. I ain't saying she Pam Grier, but goddamn, girl can act.
No, it was a damn good movie. Damn good movie. I loved it. I love
black folks.
I
watch the movie
twice.
This week. Call in next week. Let us know what you think.
There's so much what, Adam?
Swag. Like everyone had swagger in the movie. Like everybody.
Everyone.
But you know what I think about? You know what I be thinking about doing when I watch westerns like that, with blacks and all that. I'm like, well, because you were untrained back then, it wouldn't be the same as now, but I'll be like, damn, when the last time that motherfucker played, any fun? That's how you can win a gunfight, because motherfucker stanking, he raised them all. I'm going to draw down, and you get a little dizzy, he could get you on that one hop.
I did like the way, you know what?
He waved his arm, and hey, he got you.
I did like the way they beat the shit out of Deion Cole. I love Deion Cole comedy. He's funny as shit, but he got his ass handed to him on this one.
You talking about?
And I'm only halfway through.
Wait,
Adam, you ain't seen it yet.
I watched it twice already.
Okay. I thought he was giving it away.
But he is giving it away.
Okay, y'all, watch the movie, call in next week with some comments.
Remember in the very beginning, let me tell you about the end real quick. Y'all go watch it.
All right. Damn.
I'm sitting here like,
yeah.
If you notice, every time I show up in the same spot Adam Bob do, first thing he do is make a disclaimer. The views, the
hey, man, your ass is dangerous, man.
I know where this is going. Let me make my disclaimer right now. The views.
You can get a little dangerous with it, Bert. We have to be on guard.
What's my nickname? No fucks to give.
Y'all ready? I guess I got a couple left. Shit.
In the words of my drunk neighbor. You better give a fuck. Bro, I got to tell you a story. You know, I'm good at telling stories. Okay. My two neighbors when I was growing up, Jimmy and Larry. That's all I can say their last name. Murphy tell you the whole thing. Jimmy and Larry. Now, Mr. Anderson, who's dead, gone, very, 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 he ended up taking Larry took him to court to sue him because Mr. Anderson was spraying weed killer to give Larry flowers. So Larry took the standards and put the standards. His feet were so raggedy, nobody wanted to fuck with him. So he would go buy alcohol and beat with the dudes, and they would come down and drink liquor with him. And that is alienated Larry. Well, Jimmy Coleman got, oh, Jimmy got drunk. And he goes down to Larry's house. I need some talk tape. So Larry comes out. Jimmy said, I heard what you did to Mr. Anderson. Took him to court. Jimmy opened. I think you was wrong for what you did. I'm just letting you know. Larry said, I don't give a fuck. Jimmy said, well, I give a fuck. Larry said, what you give a fuck about? Would you bring your motherfucking ass out of my house with this motherfucking shit? The whole time he yelling at him and looking down at him and pointing. Jimmy just steady yelling, but I give us a fuck. I give us a fuck. They stay in on moment, ride with him. I go get your ass. He done gave a fuck enough for them laws to throw him in the back of that car. So Murphy and yo, I don't give a fuck. I'll mess around and call you Jimmy next time I hear that shit. You gonna be Jimmy. I don't give a fuck what you give a fuck about. So that was some real shit. See, we didn't have cable, man. We just go out there and watch the neighbors cuss each other out. That's shit. They don't have that these days because blacks have moved to the suburbs. And each one don't fight outside with his neighbor. And I would love to go out my house one day and watch my Middle Eastern neighbors fight each other. Y'all ever seen two Middle Eastern dudes fight with them robes on?
Nope.
And shit, and they cook? They pull their flip-flops off and be smacking each other upside the head with them. They don't throw no punches. They just shoe-slapping each other. That shit is awesome. Never seen it over here in the States, but I've seen it overseas. They just pull their shoes off. They used to fight over gas in Iraq. Cause they were doing like in the 70s here, odd even days and all that. And man, they'll get to fighting over gas or getting some water. And they pull off their shoes and smacking each other upside the head. Oh,
wait a minute.
Funny ass shit.
Bob, what year were you born in? Adam.
1987.
Do you know what even and odd days are?
76.
Huh?
You were born in 76?
75.
75. I was talking about one.
Do you know what the even odd days were?
No.
That came about a year. He wasn't even body trained yet.
Well, that's my thing. Explain the joke, because he lost right now.
There was a big gas shortage in the mid-70s to where you had, if your license plate ended in an even number, you go get gas on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. If it was on an odd number, you got gas Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And they would look and see, because back then, there was no pay at the pump shit. You had to go, the attendant came out and pumped your gas. And you gave them a little tip, water, nickel, whatever. You know, so you look at your plate, and you was there on the wrong day, you pretty much get your ass beat by somebody that was in that long-ass line anyway. So, yeah, that was part of the gas shortage back then. Adam,
imagine
the
line at the
racer, bro.
Yeah. Oh, God damn, Adam, really?
Adam was a kid. He don't remember Speed Racer back in the day. He was a kid.
No, I remember Speed Racer.
No, you don't. You caught the reruns, bro.
You watched the reruns.
That's like, I don't remember the original Gilligan's Island. I was watching reruns. And one day my dad wanted to watch the TV, and he said, turn that shit off. They ain't never get off the goddamn island. And I started crying because I really thought one day they were getting off. And I'm like, you fuck my shit up just so you can watch funk-ass news. Oh, man. Dude, I be doing this shit sober, man. That's the fucked up part. Yeah. Oh, that's Murphy
with my
making bag. All that down. Okay, yeah. Well, don't do that shit while we recording, man.
Hey, what? I didn't know y'all could hear. It didn't seem that loud.
We taping the show. This shit is loud as fuck. It's like you playing a tambourine with no bells, motherfucker.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah. Be sorry. Goddamn. Anyway.
Well, you know, I gotta ration my time out. I'm always gone, so when
yeah,
I get to work,
yeah,
I'm gonna bitch, that's what I do.
Yeah, I'm the hall pass me, go to the restroom, come right back to class.
I don't need
your
no goddamn
around,
hall
your
pass.
Your ass poking around the halls and shit, about to get in trouble. You know. So, hey, Adam, man, where are you performing at next? Where can the people catch you?
Hold on, let me get to the calendar real quick. So I'm gonna be actually tomorrow I'm gonna be at Avant Garden. Avant Garden.
You're gonna be
tomorrow
where?
Night show starts at Avant Garden.
Okay, where is that?
It's down Westheimer. It's near downtown.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
how the show. I think the show starts about 8:30, I believe.
Okay.
So,
y'all
yeah, man.
Check Adam out at Avant Garden tomorrow night,
yeah,
8
indeed.
P.M.
Google it.
Don't be
get
funny.
The address,
headline
out. I have no idea what I'm doing.
All right. Well, he's going to be
no
on
idea.
Stage.
I'm just,
y'all go check him out.
Yeah, I'm playing my
position. Don't be funny, as always.
Man, how
as always. Going? Yeah. Adam is funny.
I'm gonna talk about long titties tomorrow.
Long titties.
Long titties.
We fall down. We fall down. Yeah. Long titties.
But yeah, yes indeed, man. Thank you for the plug, the shout out. But that's where it's going down.
And like Adam said, anything bigger than a mouthful is a waste.
It's man. I'll let you boy.
There you
but
go.
Murph,
appreciate
it.
I don't
go ahead.
No, I was just saying, Murph, thank you for dropping through, man. Appreciate you.
No
appreciate
problem.
You. Yeah. Now go ahead, Adam, close that out.
I can't even remember what I was saying. You good? Shit.
Damn.
I might have been partaking of some natural leaves throughout the podcast.
Hold up. And to the fat girls that felt like I was picking on you, the obese, the morbidly obese, fat, big, thick, you can also get involved with this if you are looking to make a serious change before the end of the year. Holler at Adam Bob. He will personally train you and get you back into shape. So don't sleep on it. Right, bro?
Boom. Holler at your boy. Got it right.
How can they
thank
hit you up to get in shape? Adam is a personal trainer. We'll get you in shape.
All you got is dial 832-236-9698.
Y'all heard that. Well, Murphy, they couldn't hear you because Murphy in there digging in a damn empty cup.
Yeah.
You know, like you co-starring with Kevin Costner in 10 Cup. Put your shit on mute, man, before you do that shit. one more time. Yeah, he is goddamn just pushing in and knocking. One more time, man. Give me your number. Stop all that damn knocking so they can get Adam's number. Hold up. Go ahead, Adam.
832. There we go. 832. 236. 9698. You want to do some personal training sessions, you know, get some lessons and stuff, try to get back in shape, get a little healthier. I want to get you where you're at. So I ain't trying to force you to get super skinny or whatever. Whatever your goals are, that's what we going to be. That's what we going to make happen. Whatever makes you happy, I love it. Boom.
I like
And check me out at Avant Gardens tomorrow. If you're in Houston, Texas, just look up Avant Gardens on Google. It'll give you the address. Come on out. I believe the show starts about 8:30. There's some hitters on the show tomorrow, too. So, it's going to be a nice one.
That's great. All right. Hey, y'all, we had fun tonight. Thank you, Murphy. Thank you, Adam. Hey, we'll be back next week kicking it strong and hard. Little love and laughs. I'm your boy, Ezra. We up out of this camp. Take me out of here. I'm ready to go. Y'all have fun. Hey, Adam, what you think about my jam?
I like it.
There you go. We out of here, y'all. Love y'all. Peace.